And welcome back into another edition of the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras after a week one victory over ACCHS, 32-7 was the final in week number one for Jackson Heights. And coach, first game of the season, you guys hit the road and take on a formidable opponent in your league. Opening kickoff gets taken back for a touchdown by ACCHS, but seemed like you guys settled in a little bit after that and end up winning the game 32-7. Your initial takeaways from last week's game?
I'm just really proud of the boys, coming in and just a lot of adversity hit us, boom, right, and we just got a gut punch right at the beginning of the game. We go in heat, so we have to, prolong the kickoff 30 minutes, which shouldn't be a big deal, but for kids like that, it's probably, you're off your routine and everything, so that probably had a little bit to do with it. And then, like you said, they had the opening kickoff return for a touchdown, and, we could have been shell-shocked right there, and, it just snowballed from there, but we were able to take the next drive and take it down for a touchdown. But then, adversity hits us again, and we have a horrible injury there on our sideline with Jameson Hewitt, and he's going to be out for the season with a broken leg. He broke his tibia and fibia, so we just hope the best for him and a quick recovery time for him. But the kids were there, and they said, we got to win this for Jameson, and they stepped up there in the second half, and we were able to pull away at the end. But give some credit to ACCHS. They had a great game plan against us. They played fast, they played physical, and it was a four-quarter football game. We haven't had some of those in a while, so it's great for our team and great for the future.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, it was a big-time matchup in the first week of the season as far as league implications and things. Talk to me about what you saw from your squad. Tatum Isebarth, 125 yards, two touchdowns in the win. You talked about adversity. You talked about ways that your boys had to dig deep in that game against ACCHS. Anything else that stuck out to you from the kids that had to step into new roles or those that you expected to fill a role for this year?
Yeah, we're just super proud of them. Like we said in last week's show, we're bringing in eight new starters on both sides of the ball, and whenever you lose a senior class like we had the previous year and the previous year before that, there's going to be some struggles early, and there's going to be a lot of ups and downs during the course of the year and during the course of a game. And we did have our ups and downs during the first half and second half. We didn't block tremendously well up front. Our lead blocking needs to get a lot better. But with that being said, we had a lot of bright spots. Tatum had over 100 yards rushing and three total touchdowns. We were able to throw the ball for over 100 yards in Colby Bauhey's first start. So those are all positives, and he'll learn from it. It's his first game starting varsity football, Tatum's first game starting varsity football at running back position, even though he played sparingly last year. Brody coming back, and we probably need to get Brody a little bit more carries. I thought he ran the ball really hard and effectively, and a hidden factor in this week coming up is we get Sir Peek back, which, it's an all-league defensive end and tight end, and he's a difference maker for us, so that'll definitely help us here dealing with the McLeod team. But overall, the synopsis over ACCHS game was we learned from it, we'll get better from it, and we just keep going on, getting better, keep sawing wood.
We'll talk more about week two coming up in just a few moments here, but we got to step aside for our time out here as we're talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. The Cobra Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Holton. Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Health Center, and the Farmer State Bank in Holton. And we're back here on the Cobra Locker Room Chat talking with head coach Caleb Wick here on 103.9 KNZA. And coach, big time matchup. They said that kind of about, week one being big, get the kids out on the field, kind of see where they're at. One kid that really kind of had a standout game as well last week, Sawyer Shoup, really stepped in, had a big time ball game for you. You talked about many, many kids stepping up into new roles, eight starters to replace. How about this game this week against McLeod at home? This is an opponent you haven't had to face terribly too many times over the last 10 years or so in league, but this is a McLeod team that brings a lot back from a season ago.
Yes, for sure, and I'll just hit on that point a little bit more. Yeah, Sawyer had an unbelievable game on Friday night. Whenever you can have two interceptions and return one for a touchdown and also catch a 53-yard touchdown pass there in the second half, it was all of his plays were game-changing, and we definitely needed him for that game. Now, transitioning over to McLeod, I've known Coach Mills since he was in high school. He's from Norton, Kansas. I'm from Smith Center, Kansas, so it's that rivalry of the old MCL, hard knock football. And when he was at Norton, they ran a lot of veer option. They ran a lot of different formations. And it's not the same formationally with this McLeod team, but they get downhill. They're massive up front. They got a lot of speed in the backfield. And they're bringing back 22 starters from last year's squad that was very, very competitive in our league and made some noise in the playoffs and played JCN to a very close game there in the playoffs. So it's going to be a very, very tough battle for us. We're going to have to be really, really assignment sound on offense and defense. We're really going to have to read our keys, and it's going to be a game where we're going to have to gang tackle and run to the football.
McLeod, week one, winners against Oskaloosa 36-0 in their opening game of the season. A season ago, you're referencing last year for McLeod. McLeod team that really kind of caught fire towards the end of the season. Started off 0-4 last year, but then won three of their next four games in that season before that final loss to JCN in the playoffs. What makes this team look a little bit different than they did a year ago?
They're just bigger, stronger, and faster across the board. You can definitely tell that on film, especially in their last game against Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa is a massive football team and have athletes all over the field. They have a massive tight end that they were able to cover and limit his catches. And I know they have a great quarterback, and they were able to, you know, keep him in the pocket. And, you know, they intercepted him. They made him fumble. They had a couple sacks against them. It's a great football team. And it's one of those teams that we can see later on in the playoffs. And it's a team that's going to be vying for a league title as well. So it's definitely going to be a big, hard-hitting football game on Friday.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a home game for you guys, your first home game of the year. What are you looking most forward to getting in front of your home fans this Friday night?
Really, it's just been the whole week. I've been looking for a normalcy, so to speak. You know, we had to go early for practice on Tuesday. I think that was the last real hot day, hopefully, that we'll have. And finally, on Wednesday, we were able to get outside and have a normal practice, and I felt like it was our best practice of the year. And, you know, coming home, knowing the conditions are going to be perfect, knowing it starts at 7 o'clock, knowing we got some home cooking after school, and just everything in our routine is set. You know, it's always fun to be in front of the home crowd, and it's always fun to have them, you know, have your back.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, again, it's Jackson Heights hosting McLeod Friday night, 7 o'clock for the kick. That'll be broadcasted on the Cobra channel. Just go to mscsports.net, click listen live, and select the Cobra channel. Crendon Prophet and crew will be on the call for that one. Well, Coach, I appreciate it. Again, stay healthy. Good luck this week, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, Head Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, the Cobra Locker Room Chats presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Holton. Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, and the Farmer State Bank in Holton.